Thousands of police and soldiers are hitting the streets to prevent possible outbreaks of violence. The biggest deployments are in Gauteng and KwaZulu-Natal. A few weeks ago, the worst public unrest since the end of apartheid in 1994 happened in these two provinces, in which the two major cities of Johannesburg and Durban are situated. Police Ministry spokesperson Liranzu Temba says law enforcement agencies have put measures in place to protect citizens who accused the police of doing little to stop last month's mayhem. In a recorded message to media, Temba said this time the security agencies, collectively known as the National Joint Operations and Intelligence Structure, or NAT joints, are ready for anything.
The NAT joint is aware of inflammatory messages on various social media platforms advocating for violence. Those behind these messages are warned that inciting violence is a criminal offense. Members of the public are cautioned against spreading such divisive messages.
According to the NAT joint's operational plan, seen by VOA, security forces will guard national key points such as airports and the state broadcaster, along with police stations, prisons, and shopping centers. Some of the pamphlets accuse President Cyril Ramaphosa of selling out the poor by favoring white capitalists. Temba says other messages urge citizens to shut the country down.
The public is urged not to respond to calls for violence and criminality, and are thus discouraged from participating in activities that seek to defy the rule of law and to undermine the authority of the state.
The African National Congress, or ANC, in KwaZulu-Natal makes no secret of its support for Zuma, who's accused of mass corruption. ANC Provincial Representative Nhlakanipho Ntombela acknowledges that some of the pamphlets bear what appears to be the stamp of the ANC provincial office.
We've been aware of a pamphlet circulating and want to put it on record that as the ANC in KwaZulu-Natal were not party to any of those activities. Those who have done that thing, they've done on their own. They were not authority of the ANC in the province.
Ntombela says just because the ANC in the province backs Zuma doesn't mean it's trying to destabilize the Ramaphosa government.
We can assure the people of South Africa, we don't know who is organizing and who is behind it. In fact, we are warning those individuals that using an ANC logo on an illegal activity is a criminal offense against the organization.
He says the ANC in KwaZulu-Natal would never advocate violence to achieve a political objective in a democratic country.
It can't be done on the ANC name. Whereas if you understood what happened during the last incident of looting and everything, it can't be done in the name of the former President Zuma.
In July, law enforcement agencies ignored social media messages inciting violence until it was too late. Not this time, says Temba.
Law-abiding citizens should be at ease knowing that the NAT joint is not taking these threats lightly. Security forces are on high alert and are ready to maintain stability in the country and will ensure the safety and security of South Africans.
Meanwhile, it's taken more than a month for Ramaphosa to say what citizens have known all along, that his administration was poorly prepared for last month's attempted insurrection, as he describes it. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.